Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek Shemini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam Masechta Shechita, the laws of slaughtering in the Sefer Kedusha, and we continue on the 8 different treifas that there are, specifically regarding the two that are Chasera and that are Netula. As Rambam opens up in Halacha Aleph, regarding the treifa of Chasera, of lacking, opening up with that of the lobes of the lungs, which this is specifically the lacking one, as if it was lacking from its birth. As Ram says, Ketzad, how so? What's this trefa? So it says Ram, Shnei Avarim Hem, there are two organs, Shem Chasam Minyanim, that if we're lacking from their numbers, in other words, that the norm is that there is a certain amount, and the Rambam holds that this is included in the lacking in the trefa of Chaseira, but regarding another limb that was taken out, it's generally considered as a trefa, because it has a problem like it's perforated and included in that of Nekuva, which in general we say that any limb that the Chacham said that if it has a hole, it's a trefa, then if it's taken or if it's lacking, it's a trefa, like the Rambam said in Perek Vav Halacha Chav. But here, the halacha is as follows. From the following two organs, if it's lacking from the requisite numbers that are supposed to have, then it's this trefa of chasera, ve'elim, and they are, specifically hareya, the lungs, v'raglayim, and the legs. Now, as Ram explains, b'chamash unas yesh l'reya, there are 5 lobes that there are for the lungs, and he describes, k'sheyit lo'aysa adam b'yad, if a person hangs, he cuts open the animal, and he hangs the lungs in his hands, u'fenei reya k'neged panav, the inner part of the lungs are facing his face. So you're going to have sholosh min ha'yamin, you're going to have 3 lobes on the right side, u'shtayim min ha'smol, and 2 from the left side. Now, u'betzad yamin menem, and moreover, in the right side of the lungs, you have kemoi oizen ketan, I mean, it's more towards the right, you have like this small little lobe, but the betzad oinus, it's not in the row of the lobes, because generally on the exterior, you have on the right and left, these rows of lobes, here, it's not on that row. Now, v'yeshla kumay kisma from the atzma, this little lobe that's on the right side of the lungs, towards the right, it has like a little pouch, its own pouch. V'ibutecha kis, and this lobe is inside that pouch. V'oizin zu ketana hi anikris, and this small little lobe is called the varda, which means rose. Why? Because it's similar to a rose, because it's thin and it's red like a rose. And it's not from the number of lobes that we said are requisite, that if you're missing one, that this is the treif of chaser. Now, lefikach, therefore, that since it's not from the number of the lobes, if you don't find, when you do your bedika, you don't find the rose, mutaris, the animal's going to be permitted, it does not make it a treif. That's the norm. There are certain animals that you'll find in the rose there, you'll find some that it's not going to be there. Now, but if you find the rose there that's perforated, so even though the pouch is closing up the hole that the rose has, still there is a trefa, that's going to be a trefa in the rose, even though you don't need it, but if it's there, if it has a hole, that would make a mortal defect. Halacha base. So as we were saying, this is in the lungs, that's one of the two organs that you have this trefa of chasera. So if let's say you're missing the number of requisite lobes, the nimitzis, and you find, let's say, achas min ha'smol, you have only 2 from the left instead of 2. You find 1 from the left instead of 2, or shtayim min ha'yamin, or you have 2 on the right instead of 3. Trefa, that's going to make the animal to a trefa. Now, v'mnimtzu shtayim b'yamin b'zay sabarda, let's say you only find 2 on the right, when there's usually 3. But you also have this rose-like lobe, then the reza mataris, and actually it's going to be permitted because the varda is going to actually supplement and complete the number. But if, let's say, you're missing a lobe on the left side, then you have the varda on the left side, that wouldn't complete it because it's not only to be on the left, it's usually on the right. But on the right side, it will supplement it. Halacha gimel, let's say nischalfu oinis, let's say the lobes are switched. V'nimtzu sholosh min smol, you have actually 3 on the left side, d'shtayim in the yamin, b'loy verd, you have 2 on the right side without the rose. Oishoy, you have verd m'sholosh b'tzad smol, or like we said before, you had the rose-like one on the left with those 3, It's a trefa. Shechaser mitzad yamin, because ultimately you're lacking the requisite number on the right side, because the rose that's on the left does not supplement, like we said, for the a number that you have to have for the lobes on the right side, and you only have 2 instead of the requisite 3. Halacha dal. Let's say nitaisu hu'unis b'minyan. Let's say you have additional lobes more than the number that it's supposed to be. So if this extra lobe was on the side of where the lobes are, or in front of the lungs, which is the side that faces to the heart, Mataris is permitted. But if it's like the back of the lung, which is on the side of where the ribs is, the back of it, facing towards the back of the animal, that's going to make the animal to a trefa. And because here we apply the concept of shayesa kachaser, because extra is like lacking, and the lacking in the back is going to create a trefa. Who, and that is shatiyakum ola shal hadas. This that we're saying that it's an extra one is only if the lobe is at least like the size of a leaf of a myrtle branch. But if it's less than that size, it's not considered, quote, a lobe. And then matar, it's not considered an extra lobe, and that's not going to be a trefa in the lungs, and it's going to be permitted. Halacha hey. What happens if you find that there's a lobe, that you find it stuck into the lobe that's near it? So materis, that's permitted, that's okay. But let's say you find lobe number one attached to lobe number three, not in the order. As we just said, number one is connected to number three. Then trefa, and the reason for that is because since it's attached not in its appropriate order, it's going to end up getting detached because it's not really the one right near it. It's when it's going to detach, it's going to make a hole, and therefore we really view it now as a trefa. Halacha vav. Nimtzu shteyu unes kuna achas. Let's say you find two lobes, like one lobe. Meaning, ve'inaneres kishtayim devukas. It doesn't even look like two that's connected. It doesn't have like the separation of lobes, and it's just smooth. So, imhoi benin kima ali hadas. If you have at least between those two lobes, even though it looks like one, but you have at least between them the space of the size of a myrtle leaf, whether it's at the root, whether it's in the middle, whether it's the end, any single point where they're connected, you have Kadesh Yukar Shehen Shtaim Debukas, that you could tell that, although at the rest of it it looks like it's one, but here you could tell that there are really two that's attached, then Mutar is going to be permitted. But if at any single point you don't have that you could tell that it's separate, Hariz Chaseira, so that's actually going to be the problem of lacking one lobe, because those two are really like one, with Trefa, and if it's going to be a Trefa. Halacha Zayin. Nimtzis kulish de arugas. Let's say you find the whole thing of the two rows, meaning we said there's two sides, but the in lechitach is nine. You have the two rows, but there's no separation of lobes. It's just like one whole entity there on the sides of the lungs. Trefa, it's going to be a trefa, like we said, obviously, because you don't have the requisite number of lobes. Now the Rambam continues regarding what happens if in the lung itself there's a deficiency and how to check for that. So too, if let's say you're missing in the body of the lungs itself, even though it doesn't have a hole, it's not perforated, it's like when you're missing the number of lobes, and trefa, it's going to be a trefa. Therefore, if you find on the lung a dry spot, that it would crumble if you put your fingernail on it, so that's like missing it. And like we said, a trefa is going to be a trefa. Even though it's a minute amount, that would make the animal into a trefa. Again, like we said, when it's missing this chaser, this chasera of the lobes. Halacha ches. Let's say you find the lungs that it's inflated. The way the primary leaves are, the branches are, of a palm tree. So that makes the animal forbidden out of doubt. You have this addition that's different in its body because it's inflated. Now, maybe this addition in its body is like lacking. Like we said, by the number of the amount of lobes, by adding, it's like missing. So, just like we said, when you're missing in the lungs, here you have this addition of the inflation. Maybe that's like removal, and just like removal, a minute amount will make it into a trefa. Maybe this would also make it into a trefa. Regarding an animal that was in fright and became afraid, it caused such an impact, anatomically speaking, that its lungs actually shriveled up. And it's close to being dry. So it depends. If it was afraid because of some natural occurrence, it heard the sound of thunder, or it saw the burst of lightning. Okay, it's similar things like that. So the materis, the animal's permitted. It's not a trefa. But if it was frightened by human intervention, for example, the animal saw them slaughtering another animal in front of it, okay, it's about things like that. That shrinking of the lungs is going to be like lacking. And if it's going to be a trefa, and the reason for that is because when it happens through a human intervention, the animal does not regenerate and become healthy again, but if it happens through natural means, it does, and therefore that's the difference between it becoming a trefa or not. Okay, so how do we check the lungs to see what actually caused it, to know what is the status of its lungs? So you put the lungs into water for a period of 24 hours. Now, the moyiz man akar. Now, it was during the winter season, the cold time. So, mishiv nisa b'mayim peishin. What type of water do you put in? Do you put in lukewarm water? Ubeklisha in a mayim mesmatzim megabayin. And also, it has to be a vessel that the water does not condense from the outside. The noizlim and that it flows. Kadesh leitzayin b'meidu. We don't want to get too cold quickly. Now, the moyiz man achayim, if it was actually a warm season. So, mishiv nisa b'mayim tzayin, we put it into cold water. In the vessel that the water that it condenses from the top, and the reason why we're doing this and what type of vessels this has to be, vessels made out of white clay, and like the Rambam says, why we're doing this because it should carb, so it should remain cool. Now, when you're putting it into this vessels into this water for 24-hour period, if it comes back to its natural state, meaning it softens up, then you know it happened by natural causes, and therefore it's going to be permitted. But if it doesn't go back, you know, but the other meditative, you know, it happens through human intervention, and therefore you see what happened to it, that it shriveled up, and it's remaining like that, even though you're soaking it in the water, and therefore it's going to be considered as a treifa. Now, up until this point, we said there's two organs that we're talking about, this chaseira. We spoke about that of the lungs, and now we're talking about regarding that as it applies to the regal. It says Rav Malachi et al, behema shoyse chaseira regal, betchilis briyasa. As we're saying, this chasarin of chaseira, specifically if it was born like that, if it was missing a leg, a hind leg from the beginning of its creation, trefa, it's a trefa. V'chein moyse yiseir regal, so they've had an extra leg. And the reason is, like we said, shekola yesek achasu, whatever's extra is like it's missing. So just like it's a problem if you're missing a leg, having an extra leg is the same thing. Now, Avam Hoyla Sholeshi Dayim, but let's say had three, four legs. I mean, that's the one in the front, not the hind legs. Or Yorachas, or the other way, if it was only had one foreleg, Mutaris can be permitted. The figure there from Nechtech Yachla, if its hand was cut off, Mutaris can be permitted. Now, Nechtech Rega, but let's say the hind leg, which we're talking about, is the Trefa. Let's just cut off Minar Kuvu Lamala, from the joint and upwards, so then that's going to be a Trefa. Minar Kuvu Lamata, Mutaris, but if it's beneath the joint, it's going to be permitted. It says Ram Be'ezar Kuva Amr regarding which joint are we talking about, because there's three bones in the leg of an animal. The bottom one is called regal, and the joint that connects to the top of that regal is sold when one together with one who buys the head. Above that bone, above the joint, is the second bone, which is called the sheik. And on the top, the bottom end of that bone, which is near the joint beneath it, is the tzemes agidin that we're going to discuss later on, which is the joint of the sinews. And the upper part of that bone is another joint, which, correlating when it's by a camel, it's recognizable, that bone that sticks out by the camel. And above that joint is the chylus, is the thigh bone. So which joint are we talking about? So Amar, they said, Barkubashihi Shuseifa Yarich. We're talking about the joint that's at the edge of the hip, Hasamach Laguf, which is near the body, meaning we're talking about, like we said, that joint that correlated by a camel is recognizable, and we're talking about that if it's above or below that joint will make the animal treif or not. So the middle bone, the joint that's on top of that one, is the deciding factor. Now, Alachid Beis, the Rambam continues regarding what happens if we have a break. Now, Nishbar Etzem, let's say the bone broke, Lamana Markuba. So we said about it, it's being cut off. Let's say the foot, the leg wasn't cut off, but the bone broke above the joint. So it depends. Remember, if it got cut off above the joint, it's a trefa. But it didn't, the bone broke. If all of the bone, or at least a majority of it, is sticking out of the body, so it's like it was cut off, which we just spoke about before, and benofel as if it fell off a trefa, then that was going to be a trefa. But v'mhaya baser oy ha'oyer. But if let's say the flesh or the skin was chayfer roiv avyoy v'roiv akefer shel etzem shenishba, it covered the majority of the thickness and the majority of the circumference of the broken bone. Harizim mitaris, then the animal is going to be permitted. V'afil enafel miktas ha'etzem shenishba v'holachla. And even if some of the bone broke off and it's not here anymore, as long as the majority of the, like we said, the thickness and the circumference are covered with the flesh or the skin, it's okay. Now, the Ram clarifies that v'gid marakim, the soft tendons, in chashum kabasa. That's not considered like flesh because it's going to end up becoming hard and we go after the end. And therefore, if the break is covered with gidim, that wouldn't be considered covered because it has to be, again, either with basar or with the ayr. Now, Alochi Yigim, the Ram continues, related to this area of the hind leg, something called the tzemes hagidim. Says the Ram, Alochi Yigim, tzemes, which means the juncture of hagidim of the sinews, which are three tendons that are attached in this area. So heimba behema b'chaya, this is both by the domestic and the wild animals, is lamalam in the akif, above the heel, which is beneath the bottom bone, essentially. We spoke about three bones. Beneath that is really what the foot is. So above that heel, b'makam shetom b'hatabach ma'behema, it's the place where the butchers would hang an animal from its foot. V'heim shleisha gidin levan, these are three white tendons, these sinews. Echad avu shneim dakim, one is thick and two are thin. U'mimkoyim sheyaskel v'heim kashim u'levanim. Now, from the place where it starts, where they're hard and white, until there's no more white, and it starts to turn into red and soft, which one could see this when one is eating a piece of chicken or something, you see the white, strong, thick part, and then it turns into the part that's more red and fleshy. So the part that's white and hard, that is this juncture of the sinews. And this is like a length of 16 finger breadth, if we're talking about an ox. And then Halachi Dalti says, Umin Gidim El Ba'if, and the number of tendons by fowl, on the other hand, are Shisha Asagidim. There it's actually 16 sinews. Tchilasim, the beginning is Min Etzim Shel Matam, from the bone on the bottom, which is Mi Etzba Yaseir, from the extra claw that there is by the fowl, this talon, at Sefer Regal until the end of the foot, Shu Asu Kaskasim, which is made like these dry scales, which the commentaries explain that there's an error over here in the Rambam, because all the treifas that we said by Behema, that is correlating by the bird too, and actually the Rambam himself writes in the Chuvah to the Chachmei Provinza that it never entertained to say that, rather the Tzemes Agidim by Oif is just like that of Behema, like the Ravid says, and it's like big Chiddush, and the Rashba writes that the Rambam retracted and he agrees that the place of the Tzemes Agidim by the Oif is going to be the same as that it is by a Behema. Not like it says over here, where it goes atzayif haregel, that's all considered in part of the tzaymas agidim. As we're going to see right now, certain severity factor to the tzaymas agidim. As Rambam said, lochet ezvav. Behema shenechtechu ragleha b'mkoyim tzaymas agidim. So if you have an animal that its leg was cut off in the area of where the tzaymas agidim, with this juncture of the sinews are, treifa, the animal comes to treifa. Now the Rambam says, v'alte tama v'tema, don't wonder and say, wait a second, how's this? Ketzat techotech lamalam tzaymas agidim. How is it possible? Like we said, we have this middle bone. Like I said, there's three bones of an animal. The middle bone, we said, above that bone is where this joint is, that if it's beneath that joint, so anywhere in the middle bone, if it breaks, if it gets cut off, the whole foot gets cut off, it's going to be kosher. And that was saying on the bottom of that middle bone, which is right above the akiv, is where the tzemes agidim, if it gets cut over there, it's going to be treifa. So Ram says, Ketzat techotech lamalam tzemes agidim. How is it possible that if it gets cut above the tzemes agidim, and the animal is going to be permitted, until it gets cut off above that upper joint, like we explained, this is what we said previously in Halacha Yid Aleph, yet, which actually, it's the bit Tzemes Agidim, yet if it gets cut lower down on that same bone, which is generally low, further away from the primary organs, is less of a problem of treifa, yet if it gets cut lower down in the area of the Tzemes Agidim, Astru becomes forbidden. Ram explains, yes, Shabbat Treifa is because by the laws of Treifa, it could be that you'll cut in one place, the animal will live. And from some other place, even lower down, and the animal could die. As Ram explains, because this animal is not becoming forbidden, is it because it's that the leg got cut off in this place? Because if that would be the case, then definitely would not be logical to say that further up is not a problem of Treifa, but lower down would be. It's not because the leg per se, it's because of the gidin that are cut. Because the cutting of the tzemes agidim is because of the category of trevis, which is barm, like we're going to explain so shortly in Halacha Yud Zayin. Halacha Yud Zayin, Ram continues regarding the trefa of netula, which again is one of the eight trefas, halacha which we've seen that we said in Perakeh that we've been explaining in these prakim. So, Ketzad, what's this trefa of that it's removed? It says Ram, Shleishe barmim, there are three organs. If they're taken, treifa, they're considered treifa. Although it does not have the halacha of perforation, it doesn't have the halacha of it's missing, yet, but if it's removed, it will have a halacha of treifa. And they are, which we were just discussing regarding this juncture of the sinews, and the liver, and the upper jaw of the animal. So Rambam says, halacha and says, kivar bi'an, we explained, which what we just mentioned before, and halacha desvav, that an animal that if its foot got cut off, and so it's regarding a bird, if it's in the actual area of the juncture of the sinews, that Lenasa treifa, because of the break, it didn't become a treifa. El neshenechtu chagidin, it is because of the cutting of those of the sinews. L'fikir, therefore, actually says the Rambam, im nechtu chagidin levadim regel kayemes, if let's say only the sinews were cut, but the leg is actually intact, still treifa is going to be a treifa, shrei nitla tzemez agidin, because the tzemez agidin were removed, and that's the reasoning for the treifa over there. Halach yitches. Nechtech bebehema, let's say it got cut by an animal. As we said, by an animal, there's three of these gidim. Ha'echad ha'ava levadai. Only, as we said, there's one thick and two thin ones. Let's say only the thick one got cut. So materas, the animal is going to be permitted. Sharei nishra shalem, because you still have the remaining majority of the two thin ones. Let's say nechtech ha'ashnai madakim. Let's say the two thin ones got cut. Materas, the animal is also going to be permitted. Why? Sharei ha'echad ha'ava god l'shnei, because the one thick one is bigger than the two of them. And the whole juncture was not removed. Elamut, only the minority. Because those two are minority in regards to the thick one. But let's say, let's say the majority of every single one of them was cut. Oh, then treifa, then it's going to be a treifa, because now you don't have what's called rebinyan v'roiz minyan. You don't have the majority of the entities, and you don't have the majority of the sum total. You don't have to say that if all of them got cut, in totality, a nitl kum was all removed, and for sure then the animal is going to be a treif. Now, look, he attests the drama uva'if, and regarding that of fowl, afila nechtech rubi shal echad min ha-shishasa, that even if one of the 16, if one of those 16, the majority of it was cut, that would make it a treifa by that of a fowl already. Allah chachaf, va'if, and regarding a bird, shneshtabru agapav, if its wings broke, mutter is permitted, kibayim shenechtu chayudah, just like we said by an animal where its foreleg was cut off, it's going to be kosher, it's only the hind leg. Here also the wings are also in that same category, and then it's going to be permitted. Halacha chafalf. Kovet shenitla kula, we said, like there's three that have this halacha of netula, we spoke about already, the first one, the tzemes agidim. Now the second one, regarding the liver that was totally removed, here also treifa, it's going to become a treifa. Now, but v'mnishtayim imen kezayis. But if at least there was left over from the liver, an olive size, but makom shi'tluya boy, in the area where the liver hangs, which is attached in the anatomy of the animal beneath the kidneys. So if as long as an olive size part of it where it hangs, ukezayis b'makom mar, and also has an olive size part of the liver in the area of the gallbladder, then the animal will still be permitted. Now, nidaldla hakavid. If let's say the liver got detached in many places, so it shakes, but however it's attached to its diaphragm, so mataris, that's still going to be permitted because it still has vitality. Now let's say nital mimena mekoyim shitluyaboy. Let's say it was removed from it, the place from where it is suspended. In other words, that kezayis that we said from that place. If it was removed from the place where it suspends. And so to umekayim hamara, it was removed, that kezayis, from the place of the gallbladder. So even if the rest of the liver is still maintained as it was, treifa is going to be treifa because those two olive-sized parts of the liver are primary vitality of the liver. And therefore, if they were removed from that place, then we say that the animal is going to be considered as a treifa. Halach of base. Let's say nishba kezayis b'mkoyim mara. Let's say there was an olive-sized piece of the liver that was retained b'mkoyim mara in the place of the gallbladder. Ukezayis b'mkoyim shitlui b'mkoyim, and also an olive-sized piece in the place of where it hangs there right beneath the kidneys. We said this before. Ksher is going to be kosher. Now, aval hoyi mefuzim at b'kon, but let's say it was spread out a little bit here, a little bit there. Oy shoyi merudad. Or if let's say it was flattened, oy shoyi aruch kertu, or was long like a strip. Here's a suffix. That's a suffix. If that would be sufficient, the early says Ram Shesur. It appears to me that it's going to be forbidden. Which the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Ram is talking about that if even one of the two olive sizes are complete, and the second one is only because it's spread out or like a strip, that's where the Ram is coming to say that chiddush that even then it's going to be awesome. Halach of Gimel, the third one from the Tula says Ram Lechiha Elyon Shenital. If the upper jaw of the animal was removed. So then treifa is going to make the animal into a treifa, which the Rambam in the Tshuva actually explains for those who asked him what's the difference between that and the upper and the lower jaw. So he says the upper jaw is very important for the respiratory system because if it's not there, the cold air goes straight into the lungs and it makes it too cold and the animal is going to die. So therefore, if this is removed, it makes the animal into a treifa. because of the lower jaw is removed. Kugain, for example, which is important, there's a certain part of the animal that has to remain, but shenigmam, if it was removed, ad mekoim ha-simonim, until the area of where the two pipes, the food pipe and the windpipe, that they hang between the primary part of the palate and the area of the tongue, and v'loy nekru, and those two simonim were not removed from where they're attached to the flesh, so the pipes are still intact, but the lower jaw is removed, then it's going to be admitted that's not as integral as the upper jaw. Halach of Dalad. Says Rambam, call Eber Shenema Bo'en, regarding any limb, any organ that we said regarding it, Shem Hayah Chasa, that if it was missing. Treifa, it's going to be a treifa, like we said regarding, let's say, if the hind leg is missing. Kachem Nital Treifa, so too, meaning there was two halachas, that Chaseira, and there's Nital, which is chaser is that it was born like that, and nital is that it was removed. So if by chaser we said it's a treifa, like by the hind leg, then for sure nital was if it was taken away, if it was removed, then treifa is going to be treifa. I will aim of avish and but says Rambam regarding a limb that it says im nital treifa, that if let's say it was removed, then it's a treifa. For example, like we said, the liver and the tzemes agidim, ein neseres el nechtoch oisei avish, and it's only going to be forbidden if that limb, that organ, was cut off. But if let's say was born that way, lacking that limb, here's a matzah going to be permitted because it's more of a problem if it was humanly done versus if it was born like that. And as Ram says, because Shem Loitim, if you don't say the differentiation we're saying, and it's the same halacha, that the lacking, which is born lacking, or if it was removed, and that's how it's lacking, it's going to be the same thing. And we're saying them as two different tarifas. Obviously, that the differentiation that those that have it as netulam would not have as a problem as chaser. And says Rambam, chol eibesh nema, but regarding any organ that we say regarding a shem nital muteris, that if it was removed, it's going to be permitted. Then kavu chaim, and then for sure, im chasam etchilz b'yasav le'nivra, that it was lacking from its beginning of its creation and congenital, it wasn't born like that. Shem muteris for sure is going to be permitted, like we said, because if it's b'dei adam, which is netula, is worse than that of chaser, which is b'dei shemayim. Halacha faces Ram behemish nitlo ha'im shalav. Regarding an animal that, and we're talking about netula, which we said for those three things that we mentioned were problematic, made into trefa, let's say an animal had its uterus removed. Well, based on rechem, that's the place of the womb. Or shenitla koi, so let's say the kidneys were removed. Here we don't have the problem in netula, they're going to be permitted. The figure there from nivris b'kulya achas, b'shosh kluyas koi, so let's say it was born, it was created with one kidney or three kidneys, mataris can be permitted. So to let the kidneys were perforated, mataris can be permitted. Now says the Rambam Halacha Chavav, he says afa pisha kol yishnit lo yichaser mataris, even though, like we just said, that the kidneys that were removed or that was born lacking is going to be permitted. Im nimtzis kitana b'yesa, but if it was found to be very small, and what's that? Vakitana b'daka, by small livestock, small is at kapol, until the size of a bean. Uvakasa by large livestock, it's at kainiv, until the size of a grape. If it's that small, treifa, then it will be considered as a treifa. Let's say it's flawed, the kidney is afflicted, and that is that the flesh of the kidney is like the flesh of dead flesh, that it spoils after a few days, if you grab a hold of part of it, it just disintegrates and falls apart, and that this illness got into the kidneys up until it got into the white part inside the kidneys, then that raises a trefa. That also, again, will make the kidneys, and through that, make the animal into a trefa. So that if you find inside the kidneys some moisture, even though it's not spoiled, it's not putrid, let's say you find inside of it some type of fluids that are putrid or that are murky, there is a trefa. Again, that will make the animal into a trefa. But if you find inside it clear liquids, there is a materis. Then it can be permitted. So that's what he's saying. Although if it's missing or lacking, that's not a problem for kidneys. But if the kidneys are there and it's very small, or if it has some type of a disease inside of it, or some type of these putrid liquids, then that would make it into a problem of a treifa.